Hi, this is Bill Cosby. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from Kiss. You know that guy your sister loves because I got a slab of meat hanging out of my mouth. Robin knows about it, and so does Maynard.
The views and opinions of Robin and Maynard do not necessarily make any sense.
Good morning, sweetie.
Good morning, mommy.
You've got a new company. I think the phones have been blowing. You must be doing all right.
Wow.
What is the name of the company?
What is the name of it?
It's called the Old Glory Pumping for Old Glory Flagpole Company.
Is it company? It's your company.
Company.
It's company. C-O-M-P-N-Y.
E-E.
Oh. Which way are you spelling it, Roy?
I haven't spelled it yet.
No.
Well, it's your, so, haven't you filed in incorporation papers?
We're going to go to the phone here in about an hour.
Should any calls come through, Roy will...
Easy for him to say, huh, Roy?
Oy Ray.
Isn't that right?
We'll patch him through immediately.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Wow, that's the first time I ever called in, and I'm talking to myself live.
Will you do me a favor? Sweetie, you're going to turn that thing off. I want you to turn your radio on.
Ooh, you give him a little Dr. Laura there. Get
yeah,
real nasty.
Yeah, I am actually on my way to Edmund Sweeney College. I just got out of English 205.
205? Holy smokes.
My God.
Business.
For 150, you give me the 8 parts of speech right now. Go,
the
baby.
8 parts of speech?
Come on, you're in English 205.
Let's go.
Let's see. We have... alliteration?
No.
This is the Edmonds Community College, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Such pride at Edmonds CC. Guys in English 205 and can't give me one part of speech. One of the 8 parts of speech.
Well, I mean, I suppose if you're
tone?
Going to be...
What?
Tone? No.
Man, I don't know. What do you think of that, Richard Peterson?
Perfect.
No. You ever heard of nouns?
You ever heard of a verb or a noun?
Preposition.
Possibly a pronoun, a conjunction.
Well, that's why I'm trying to get edumacated, because I'm about to graduate.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you
how
get
the hell did
edumacated.
You get out of grade school without knowing this? This is the thing that's driving me crazy.
This is good.
All right, now, what is your mascot at Edmonds CC?
We're the Tritons.
And what is a Triton then? Is it underwater?
It's the devil's pitchfork.
Of an underwater god.
Yeah.
In which he carried this certain kind of pitchfork looking tool.
Right.
Yeah, he was a god, wasn't he, Triton? Mm. Now, what do the cheerleaders look like? Are they hot?
And the girl situation at Edmonds this quarter is it's sloughing.
Oh, and it sounds to me as though that you're absolutely red hot and rolling.
Have you ever kissed a girl, son?
Yeah, actually, I had the best sex of my life 2 days ago.
Well, I hope you yelled at her like that and kind of talked like that.
Let me ask you this. Was it something...
Perfect.
I can't tell you if she lost her virginity, but I know she would lose her hearing.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, now we go from one to the other here.
Well, are you the guy that he had sex with?
No.
Guy's just fuming right now. God, look at Edmonds is getting like a 5-minute commercial out of this for no money. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Can I order a flagpole, please?
Well, Roy.
We'll patch you through.
There's a guy here who's trying to get a hold of a flagpole. Or which kind of flag did you want?
What are you flying?
I'm flying a flag.
Are you flying your freak flag?
Oh, always.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. John, I'd like to introduce you to a gentleman by the name of Scott, who was this week's big loser on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Scott, good morning.
That would be me.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, John.
When were you on? Friday night?
Friday was the good night. Yeah, Sunday was the...
What was the question? Why didn't you call Robin?
Well, that's the big question.
Yeah, that is the question, isn't it?
Robin would have been a fine choice, much
yes.
better than the choice I'd made.
Didn't she? You knew the answer, right, Robin?
I knew all of the answers.
The question was, Scott?
There was a Mexican volcano called Popocatépetl.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I was unclear on the country. I can't keep my Latin American disasters straight.
What did you say?
But, the one that really hacked me,
well,
that you wasted...
Well, any country that would have Quetzalcoatl would have Popocatépetl.
The thing that you wasted was the Madonna thing. I mean, I was just disgusted with you, but only temporarily.
Well,
I'm
thank
over
you.
It.
I'm actually kind of proud of not knowing Madonna.
Really?
I understand.
If you'd play it maybe a little more often, I might know the lyrics.
Well, we did during the holidays. My God, we were putrid with Madonna.
No, that was Christina Aguilera, John.
And Madonna.
Oh, it was Santa Baby.
Yeah, we did.
I can't get puffballs like 8 parts of speech for $100, can I?
It's a little too late for that, Scott. Don't bone Robin on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and then come begging on this show. Now you want in.
Yeah,
now.
$100.
I wanted to thank Robin.
You can't. I wasted 2 whole days for your sorry, Fanny. Now listen to me. You can't go back, can you?
I cannot. I have to live with it.
Okay, then.
Yeah, well, okay, but Scott, thank you anyway.
Yeah,
we may be talking to you again. We're not through with you yet, Scott.
Okay. No, that's a pleasant prospect.
All right, I have to jump over here. Another guy named Roy is on the phone. Hello, Roy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Roy, I have some alarming news.
And what is the alarming news?
The Senate in this state. Roy, you're at where? Sunset Lanes?
Sunset Bowl, yeah.
Sunset Bowl. The Senate.
Where was he, John?
Sunset Bowl. The Senate voted Monday to ban smoking in bowling alleys.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah, it is.
So how long has it been since somebody's bowled a 300 game?
Oh, well, down here last Thursday night, we had the highest series ever shot in the state of Washington by a gentleman. He shot 290, 289, and 300.
Yeehaw.
And he is a non-smoker, a once-a-week bowler down here.
Yeah, Roy, we had a beautiful contest that ran for weeks and weeks on the station, named the bowling balls, and the phone lines were absolutely flooded. Harry Belafonte. is right.
Well, the Nad the Barbarian was my favorite, because when you throw the ball, then you yell, go Nad, go Nad.
Go Nad.
Yeah.
Probably it would be like the Penetrator.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. God, we think alike.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Clark Gable.
Lucille. You know, like that. Nothing like the slogans we had for Tony Ventrella's congressional campaign.
Oh, let's not do that.
One of them was, I won't stick my business in your nose.
There you go.
But, you know, that's, I digress.
Yes, you do.
By the way, the bowling alley smoking ban this morning brought to you by Camel.
Those in the know always get...
Get with Camel a real cigarette.
Those in the know go for Camel, a real cigarette.
Camel is a real cigarette.
Comfortably smooth, too.
Perfect.
Okay, this is really, let's go. It's not pleasant to listen to.
Oh, hang on just a second.
What's that?
I want to tune in and see what's going on with Tarzan before we leave.
Why do you do this?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm gone.
No, that's just stupid. What, Maynard?
See you, my lovely.
Have a good day.
Robert and Major Show is an FM radio production. This is Big City Dick, Richard Peterson speaking.